Here we go. And with the 20th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Troy Fautanu, tackle, Washington.
There you go.
Me and Doran loved the pick, gave it an A. This is a guy that was in the top 10 on some big boards, was going routinely in the top 15 in mock drafts, and the Steelers get him at a position of need, 20th overall. They don't have to move up. They don't have to sacrifice any other draft capital. They get their man, a guy that is capable of starting day one. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to react, if you agree or disagree on us giving that pick an A grade. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Before we get into Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, who could be available today via trade from the 49ers, there are a couple of good players still available. We talked about the centers, Jackson Powers Johnson out of Oregon. We talked about Zach Frazier from West Virginia in a couple of segments ago. Both guys could make sense for the Steelers at 51, maybe a move up for them. Also pay attention to the guys who came in for visits. So we know Troy Fautanu, they went to his pro day, and that's when people were saying, oh, they could be interested in Michael Penix Jr. Not so much. Little Troy Fautanu, they also had him in for a 30 visit. Well, there's a couple of good receivers on the board still, and we don't know if they'll be there at 51, but Malachi Corley from Western Kentucky is still out there. They brought him in. Also, there's one more. Ladd McConkey, your guy, Doran.
Redmond Wilson Georgia. Still there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be... I like Roman Wilson. He's still available, yep. Mm-hmm. But pay attention to those 30 visits. Their top four draft picks from last year all made the trip to Pittsburgh. And Ray Fittipaldi made a really good point. We should have seen this coming if he was going to be here, Troy Fautanu, because he flew in all the way from the West Coast. He said all these West Coast guys, when they come in, pay special attention to that because it's a hell of a hike for those guys to get out here. All right, now how about Brandon Ayuk? Speaking of the West Coast, the San Francisco 49ers, bang, there's award-winning radio for you right there, Doran. The 49ers draft the wide receiver out of Florida, 31st overall. Pearsall, whatever his name is. Really good, explosive player out of Florida. Man, it kind of leads you to believe that Brandon Ayuk could be available. Like, really be available. And that was reported leading up to the draft. The Steelers reportedly interested in Brandon Ayuk. But Mike Silver, who writes for the Chronicle out there, he tweeted this out last night. Based on my conversations with other teams, the 49ers are now more likely to deal Deebo Samuel than they are Brandon Ayuk. Stay tuned. He wrote a column as well, Mike Silver did, and he's one of the longest tenured best NFL beat writers going, Doran. He tweeted out, with the 31st pick in the NFL draft, the San Francisco 49ers select ... Mm-hmm. So he believes that one of these two guys is going to get dealt, and he believes it's more likely that it would be Deebo Samuel. Well, the Steelers wouldn't be giving up their first-round pick for either one of those guys, which means I would like it more because I said I wouldn't do that. Would you still try to make a trade for one of these guys? What might that look like, and who do you like better?
Yeah, I was going to actually flip that back on you. Who do you like better? But I guess I'll just answer it. Yes, I would. I mean, especially if it's a future second, I definitely would. And I would probably I would take Deebo Samuel, just knowing how Arthur Smith operates. He's used Cordarrelle Patterson in multiple ways. He likes to use players in different roles. He used Jonnu Smith as a running back, as a tight end, as a receiver. I think that you would add Deebo Samuel as a weapon, at OW, an offensive weapon, and I think that just adds to the arsenal of Arthur Smith, and you could do so many different things. I mean, if you watch Deebo Samuel, at least just last year, I mean, there's times where he'll have, 30 yards rushing on five carries, and he'll have 70 yards receiving and two touchdowns.
He had 225 rushing yards last year. He's a wide receiver. They let him touch the ball 37 times at the running back position.
Right.
He had five rushing touchdowns, Doran.
Could do so many things with him, and that just adds to your offense, and he would be a very valuable weapon. I don't even know if you would say he's a number two. He would just be a number one weapon. Not the number one weapon, but a number one weapon for the Steelers. So for me, I probably would try to make a deal for Deebo Samuel. How about you?
Everything you're saying makes a ton of sense. when you think about how Arthur Smith used Cordarrelle Patterson before, Deebo Samuel is that guy on steroids, man. The issue for me is you're going to have to pay either one of these guys, right? So you got to trade. You trade for him. You're going to have to give up something significant in return, and then you have to pay them. And while I do think Deebo Samuel is a jack of all trades, and he is that OW, that offensive weapon, OW, he's also 28 years old. And Brandon Ayuk is younger. Brandon Ayuk is, I think, a better receiver. I think that's what this team needs, plus the age factor. I think I would go Ayuk over Deebo Samuel. I do. What do you think? 412-928-9370. We'll take some calls on that coming up in a moment. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net, @_AdamCrowley, @ScorinDoran. I mean, I wouldn't be upset if Deebo Samuel's a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Right.
Not at all.
It's a win-win if you could pull off a trade for either one.
Mm-hmm. And they drafted a receiver. I mean, this is the worst kept secret in the NFL. They're not going to have all three of those guys next year. Parasol and then these two guys. They're not going to do it. If Cincinnati had drafted a wide receiver at 18, I would have thought, oh, T. Higgins, they're going to move on from him, or at least they're guarding against what it's going to look like next year. San Francisco drafting a receiver 31st overall is so telling, man. It's just so telling. And then you got to trust a guy like Mike Silver saying he thinks Deebo Samuel can be moved. I would still not like to part from next year's first round pick. If you could do it for next year's second, and maybe I would do this year's second in a third for one of these guys. I want to hold on to my first round pick, but I would do that in a heartbeat. Let's go to Ezra in Atlanta. Hi, Ezra.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Personally, I think we should have went corner just because of the way we sacked the quarterback, just because we got Patrick Queen, just because Minka can roam, and more importantly, Joey Porter established PZ Island.
Well, let me see if you're interested in this, Ezra. This is a guy, because you're in Atlanta. This is a guy from your neck of the woods. What do you think about McKistry, the cornerback out of Georgia, in the second round for the Steelers?
Okay, I like him too, but I don't think he's going to start right away. I'm hoping Trice literally blows everybody away with the OTAs and preseason, because if we have two shutdown, like, I want to move up to get Cooper DeJean. You know, I just want to have that system where, because we have Patrick Queen, Minka doesn't have to come down in the middle. He can roam. If we have PZ Island and another shutdown corner, I think we'd have the best defense in the league with the most sacks and the most takeaways. Love you guys. Peace.
Thank you, Ezra. Appreciate the
Thank
call
you.
At 412-928-9370. I meant to say Kamari Lassiter, by the way, not Kool-Aid McKistry.
He's from Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah, I meant Kamari Lassiter. I have him highlighted here on my best available. Who at least here on Pro Football Talk, has him as the 16th best available player, which would take him to 48th, right in the Steelers' ballpark. If both centers are gone, I'm in agreement with Ezra. I'd like to see a corner. Like, my number one need, round two, is center, because I don't want Troy Fautanu to come in and have to play guard and James Daniels is your center or something like that. Or, my God, they do something ridiculous, like put Troy Fautanu at center, a guy who is considered by many to be an all-five position guy on the offensive line. I'd like a center, but if they can't get one, Kamari Lassiter is a player I really like, yep. So much so that I screwed his name up. But I think he's a hell of a player, and I think of good value in the second round at 51. If he would be there for them.
What about Van Praan out of Georgia, center in the third round? That's where he's kind of projected to go. I mean, can't go wrong with, obviously, Georgia offensive linemen. I think that they might have their eye on a guy like that, and he's actually played center, so you're getting a third-round pick that would actually have played the position. It's not a Kendrick Green situation. He's a name that I would keep a lookout for if they do go the direction that you're saying and take a corner, or they do take a receiver at 51.
He's a three-year starter at Georgia, Cedric Van Praan, the guy you're talking about. I want a guy who can start right away. Mm-hmm. And 3 years of experience in the SEC against those big-time defensive linemen, I mean, I'd feel better about starting him than I did about Kendrick Green day one, I'll tell you that. But do I feel as good about him starting day one as Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier? No, I do not. But if you go Lassiter at 51, if you go Van Pran in the second round, you got two third-round picks. I can't quibble with that too much. Give us a call, 412-928-9370. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Deebo Samuel sounds like he's available, according to Mike Silver of the San Francisco Chronicle. Should the Steelers give up next year's second-round pick for him? Should the Steelers consider giving up next year's first-round pick for him? Should the Steelers do the same thing for Brandon Ayuk? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up next. Ooh, Doran, there's more on Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers. So this from ESPN.com. I'm going to read now. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read. Mm-hmm. As San Francisco 49ers general manager John Lynch and coach Kyle Shanahan made their way to the auditorium Thursday night, a text popped up on each of their phones. The sender was Brandon Ayuk, the subject of plenty of trade speculation amid the Niners' latest attempts to consummate a big-money contract extension with their star wide receiver. Lynch and Shanahan had just spent the 31st pick on Florida receiver Ricky Pearsall, a selection that didn't do much to quiet the Ayuk rumors. But Ayuk's message wasn't one of anger. It was far simpler. Fire pick. I can't lie. Ayuk's message said, according to John Lynch. Might that be why they would move on from Deebo Samuel and not Brandon Ayuk? Like, it was Brandon Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk, Brandon Ayuk. He sends that text, playing good soldier. Maybe they pay him and they ship Deebo Samuel out of town. Or am I reading too much into that?
No, not really. But I feel like that Deebo Samuel and the 49ers haven't seen eye to eye, I feel like, for a while now. It just seems like, I feel like he's always been coming up and not getting paid and him wanting more money and them not willing to give it, but they use him as a running back, they use him as a receiver, and they kind of just don't credit his worth, I guess. And this would make more sense if you have Chris McCaffrey and he can play receiver too. You know, like, do you need two players like that?
Yeah, he's a jack of all trades as well.
Right.
Like an offensive weapon.
And they could probably look at it and be like, if we have if we keep Brandon, like, he could be our for real number one. They still have Jenkins too. I think Jenkins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still have Jenkins. Now they have Pearsall. You got Kittle. Like, you know, Deebo is kind of just, you know,
a redundancy.
It's redundant. Exactly.
For all the reasons why I would rather have Ayuk than Deebo Samuel, those are all the reasons why I would keep Ayuk over Deebo Samuel if I'm San Francisco. He's younger. He's a traditional wide receiver. All his ass does is get open, and then everything else plays off of him. And now you've brought Pearsall in, and he's an explosive guy. He's more run after the catch than over the top. If I remember correctly, if my analysis is correct on him, Dorn, I didn't watch a ton of tape on him because I didn't know that he'd go to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so he could kind of give you what Ayuk does. However, I would pay the younger player if I'm San Fran, and I would move on from Deebo Samuel. But if I'm the Steelers, I'd be more interested in Ayuk than Deebo Samuel, if that makes sense.
Deebo Samuel does have a tendency to get injured every once in a while because
he's
running in between the trenches. He's running in between the tackles and stuff, and I don't think he's built for that. So if you use him the right way, I think he could stay healthy, but he still has been hurt a couple times.
We've got Doug Whaley joining us at 8:35, so we'll ask him about Ayuk. We'll ask him about Deebo Samuel. Of course, the big thing we want to talk to him about, as we did last night, is the Steelers drafting of Troy Fautanu, the tackle out of Washington, with the 20th overall pick. We're going to take your phone calls on all of this in mere moments at 412-928-9370. But first, wanted to tell you about something awesome we're doing here at 93.7 The Fan. We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We will all broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7thefan.com for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5 Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. Every time we talk about this, We get new people texting in saying that they are nominating their local VFDs. We've even had people reach out from VFDs to say they love the idea and how they can get involved. So we love it. We can't wait to do it and wanted to tell you a little bit about it. All right, now on to the Troy Fontanu calls, to the Brandon Ayuk calls, to the Deebo Samuel calls. Anthony and Swickley first up. What up, man?
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Great. We're great, man.
Love the pick last night, first of all. Second of all, I got to say, unfortunately, I think we're all wrong on this whole Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuels thing. I think when you see Buffalo moving around out of the first round there, collecting draft capital at 4 5s, 2 2s, I think they're positioning themselves. It's probably Deebo because they have cap issues up in Buffalo. My guess is Buffalo's the one, not us, unfortunately, is going to make the move for the big receiver to fill in the gap there. But if it's me, I go Frazier or Jackson Powers in two, and maybe you can trade that in. But there's going to be so much value there at center and at other positions it needs with the corners on the board. It's going to be an exciting second day.
Thank you, Ron. You covered a lot of ground there. Or, excuse me, what was his name? I don't know. Ron's up next. We'll get to him in a moment. And sorry,
Anthony.
Anthony, yes, thank you. You said a lot there. And, Doran, you brought up the Buffalo thing earlier. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
It makes a ton of sense. Buffalo not only trades out of one pick, they do it with a hated rival in Kansas City, both teams targeting the same position of need. And so Kansas City's able to get Xavier Worthy out of Texas, who's an unbelievably talented player. And then they're at 32, and they trade back with Carolina. Carolina takes a wide receiver out of South Carolina. So everyone's thinking, what are they doing? They've missed out. There's still good receivers on the board, but they have accrued these draft picks. And you said, keep an eye out for Ayuk or Deebo Samuel in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make more sense than just trading back and taking a guy that would appear to be a lesser player than some of these other receivers that have been taken so far. Ron, in the car. What up?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
A couple things real quick. Love the pick. Andy Weidel, let's rebuild them trenches. Go get that center in the second round. Definitely would do next year's number one for Ayuk, not for Deebo. Only reason being, it's all look at it like the Minka trade, right? You're getting a star right up front. He's ready to go plug and play. And you got to look at the Steelers pick. It's probably going to be somewhere right where we're at this year or north of 20. So that value, you know, the better we do, and we expect the playoffs this year, right? So it's probably going to be mid-20s for next year's number one pick. I definitely do pull that trigger.
Thank you, Ron. That's well said. I'm a guy who, to quote Mike Tomlin, I live in my fears. And so my thought was, I don't want to give up next year's first round pick. Because if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, then you might need to draft a quarterback next year, and I want to be prepared for the nuclear option. But you've upgraded at quarterback. You've now upgraded at tackle to protect your quarterback. I don't think they're going to bottom out.
No.
And if you don't bottom out, what are you really going to get at the quarterback position? This was supposed to be a good class. Six quarterbacks go in the top 12 picks, right? If you're sitting at 20 next year, same spot, you're not going to get a great quarterback.
No.
So, I mean, I'm warming up to giving up next year's first-round pick for Ayuk or Deebo Samuel. I wouldn't be in love with it, but I think I could accept it.
And you know that you kind of have the structure to trade for a quarterback because you just did too. So, I mean, I know that Justin Fields, he's kind of a shot in the dark. You don't know what you're going to get out of him. But Omar Khan and Andy White will know that they can put things together if they do get in that purgatory, if this does all go to hell at the quarterback position, that you could figure out ways to trade for somebody that might be out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really – and I don't think that that's going to happen. Because if that does happen, there's bigger problems.
No doubt. And it just doesn't happen with them.
Yeah.
It just does. If it were ever going to happen, it would be last year. Shoot, if it were ever going to happen, it would be when Ben got hurt in 2019, mm-hmm. and they still found a way
right.
to go 8-8.
Duck Hodges.
Yeah, Tweedledee and Tweedleduck at quarterback.
Right.
Hey, you don't bottom out then. When are you going to bottom out? I don't see it going to hell in a handbasket, but I'm always worried about, well, everything. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. You can vote at _ Adam Crowley. Do you want to see Troy Fa'atanu play left tackle or right tackle for the Steelers? Do you want to see Broderick Jones play left tackle or right tackle? You can vote again at _ Adam Crowley. We're going to ask Doug Whaley that question, among other things, coming up next. All right, Doug Whaley going to join us in a moment here. Fan Morning Show 93.7 The Fan. Don't know if we're doing the video thing or the phone call thing. I thought he was going to be in the car, so he'd have to do the phone line. But I'm looking at Callis, and I think he's going to try to do the video thing. Do I have a read on that situation correctly?
I don't know what you heard from Doug, because he was like, oh, I thought you were just going to send me the link.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, Crowley said you wanted me to give you a phone call.
Well, so stop talking to me. Send him the link then, buddy.
This is all your fault.
I know. I would agree with that. I think he said he was driving from 9 o'clock until 10, now that I remember.
Yeah, he did.
Correctly. Oh, yeah, you were there. I should have asked you.
Yeah.
The guy I count on. The guy that I love. Mm-hmm. The guy who had the picks before everybody else yesterday, including ahead of NFL executives. Mm-hmm. If you missed this earlier in the show, you know that Doran's the guy that gets the picks before all the draft nicks, all the national reporters, all the bigwigs out there. Doran had an NFL executive. Not like a scout. No, you had a big-time NFL executive text you this morning and said, dude, you knew the picks before we did.
Mm-hmm.
You had the picks before an NFL executive, Doran. And I know your guy, your mole on the inside, or girl, hey, I know that they say they're retiring. I don't know, man.
I know.
I don't know, man.
Might have to sweeten the deal.
Because you like that adrenaline rush, don't you? Makes you a little uncomfortable.
A little uncomfortable. Because I'm not like the breaking news type guy. I'm not like the source. This is what I heard is going to – I don't like doing that stuff. So, like, I just get uncomfortable. It's not my forte. It's not in my arena to do that. So, mm-hmm. I'm still not used to it, and I probably never will be.
You sounded a little bit like James Franklin there. Making me uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable. You make – like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm uncomfortable.
It's one thing for, like, the Ian Rappaports of the world to get scooped by our local man, Doran Dickerson. It's totally awesome to me that you got NFL executives saying that you knew before they did, when you'd think they're obviously more tapped in and closer to things than you would be because their job is collecting intel.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Whaley to join us here in a couple of minutes. Here's where the Steelers sit right now. So they take Troy Fatanu, 20th overall, the offensive tackle out of Washington. And Mike Tomlin did say in his press conference yesterday, he is a tackle. Is he going to play left tackle or right tackle? We're going to ask Doug about that coming up in a second. And then there's some really good players still on the board right now that could be there when the Steelers pick 51st overall. So we're looking at Zach Frazier and Jackson Powers Johnson, the two centers from West Virginia and Oregon, respectively. And we're looking at a handful of good wide receivers. And we're probably looking at four or five corners that I would at least kick the tires on coming up at 51st overall. Doug Whaley joins us now. Doug, I screwed the whole thing up, man. How's it going?
Oh, he can't hear us.
Okay, now you've screwed the whole thing up. Or perhaps Doug has screwed the whole thing up. What's wrong with just calling him?
Mm.
What's wrong with the phone line?
Yeah, I don't know. It's 2024.
Would you play Broderick Jones or Troy Fa'atanu at left tackle this year?
Broderick Jones. It's natural position, and I think that he profiles better as a left tackle, and Fatanu profiles better as a right tackle.
Mm-hmm. Fatanu played left tackle and was the best offensive lineman on the best offensive line in the country. Like, I could take it either way.
Really, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I think they'll be fine at both spots.
Yeah, Broderick Jones played right tackle for the Steelers, and the early returns were pretty good for him, particularly run blocking. So if they, I mean, honestly, if they wanted to keep him there and just run it back, then I would do that.
Who had a higher
be okay with that.
Before we get to Doug, who had a higher draft grade?
Broderick Jones or Fa'atanu?
Yeah.
I saw Fa'atanu going
10.
Going 10 to 12 in most people's big boards. And I'd have to remember back to what Broderick Jones was. But the Steelers did have to trade up to take him. And he went earlier than Fa'atanu. All right, Doug Whaley now joins us on the phone. Sorry for the technical difficulties, Doug. How are you, buddy? Did you get some sleep last night?
Got some sleep. I could see you guys, just the audio wasn't coming through. So probably giving everybody a favor not seeing my mug this early.
All right, Doug, we were just talking about it first. Like, broad strokes, your thoughts on the Steelers picking Troy Fa'atanu at 20th overall.
Well, I look at it this way. I like the player. I actually thought he would not even be in their ability to get him unless they moved up. I think he brings an element of what is Arthur Smith type of offensive mindset. He's an aggressive guy. He's got a strong punch. He's a football player. He's going to bring that attitude of a power running game type of mentality when he steps on the field. He gives you versatility and flexibility on the entire offensive line because now you have a rotation of three tackles. And if in a pinch, one or two of those tackles, being Dan Moore or Fa'atanu, can move into guard. So you help prevent yourself from being set back if there's injuries on the offensive line. So I expect to see a lot of different line combinations during the offseason and especially during training camp to really find out who are the best five offensive linemen. And then the added benefit is whoever loses out on that offensive line competition, it creates great depth. So I really like the pick. They didn't even have to trade up like last year to use assets to get this guy. So the board fell, I mean, to them in a way that I don't think anybody, and especially them, thought that it would, especially with the options they had at 20.
All right, Doug, what should they do today? What are you anticipating? I mean, they have the 51st pick in the second round. They have two third-round picks. What do you anticipate the Steelers doing today? I'm sure that you're aware that the San Francisco 49ers, they drafted a wide receiver, and Deebo Samuel and maybe Brandon Ayuk are available for a trade. What do you anticipate the Steelers doing?
I think right now it would be imperative for them to maneuver around to get the biggest need. Now, we talked about tackle as a want to upgrade, and they upgraded. Now there's the need of a center. So I think right now I think they're on the phone for one or two things. They're on the phone to see how far they can move up with the least amount of draft capital, say that extra third rounder that they got in the Kenny Pickett trade. See how far they can get up to be able to be in a position to get one of those two centers. Or the second thing, being on the phone with San Francisco saying, what is it going to take to get one of their two wide receivers? And then being able to say, okay, if we do this, what are we giving up, and where does this leave us in a position to get a center? Is it going to take us out of the center market, and then we're just going to have to go with what we have, but we're going to upgrade the receiver position, or maybe that's too costly, and let's go with the center and still feel comfortable that there's wide receivers on the board that they could get in the third round or later.
Doug, I still have a couple of Fa'atanu questions I want to ask you, but let's stick with the Ayuk and Deebo thing. Which of those guys do you like more, Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk?
I would go Ayuk because Ayuk is more of an all-around receiver. Deebo's more of a playmaker, and I mean this, that Deebo's a guy that really, when you watch him, most of his production are on scheme plays where he is the focal point and they scheme him open. Ayuk, you can put on one man-on-man and just say run around and beat this guy. So as a true overall receiver, that's Ayuk. Now, depending if Arthur Smith has to have a vision for Deebo, and Debo's got to have a package for him where it's just all plays for Deebo. And if they're willing to put if Arthur Smith's willing to adjust his scheme for that, then you can go for a Deebo. But Ayuk, you can plug in any system and he would be successful.
Doug, we appreciate your time this morning because you were up late doing the draft show last night. I know you've got a busy day ahead of you. So a two-part question here to finish things up with you, buddy. Would you play Fa'atanu at left tackle or right tackle? Broderick obviously was good at right tackle last year. Fa'atanu played 27 games, started 27 games at left tackle in college. And would you start Fa'atanu day one?
I would say this, and knowing the way the Steelers and most likely, and knowing how Coach Tomlin works, you don't start him day one, but you give him reps. You get him in that mix from day one. Say he's going to start at second team, but he'll take half second team reps, half first team reps, and then I would put him in a rotation. I'd give him right tackle snaps. I'd give him left tackle snaps. I'd have Broderick when Fa'atanu's at right, have Broderick at left. And Fa'atanu's at left, have Broderick at right, and then Dan Moore at right. And again, have that three-man rotation and see out of those three, who's the best left tackle out of those three? Who's the best right tackle out of those three? And then you set it. Don't go in with preconceived notions, and then you limit yourself. If you put him at right, and maybe he is better left than Broderick, you don't know. So why not find out instead of just going in, like I said, with preconceived notions? And then you limit yourself of putting the best five offensive linemen out there. And it goes back to that thing when you get great players and really good players and you start stacking talent, You want to get it right instead of be right. Don't be, well, we drafted him and we think he's a right tackle. You're trying to be right. Let's throw him in there and see what he can do, and let's get it right.
Doug, thank you so much for your time, buddy. Your analysis is outstanding. We had a great time with you yesterday.
Always a pleasure. See you guys next week.
Thanks,
yes,
Doug.
Sir. Doug Whaley, former NFL general manager, longtime Steelers executive. He says he'd play with it a little bit in training camp. And I agree with that. Why have preconceived notions?
Mm-hmm.
If Troy Fautanu is kicking ass at left tackle and Broderick Jones is doing what he did last year at right, okay.
Yeah.
Roll into the regular season and do that. Coming up next, before we get back into the Fautanu analysis with Trey Essex at 9 o'clock, the most shocking round one draft pick. We'll tell you our picks for that coming up next, what it means.
Yeah, we'll get Jeff Hathorn here.
Oh, what's up, Jeff? How you doing,
what's up, boys?
Jeff, you like the pick?
You're getting a Red Bull back there?
Actually, so real quick, I was talking to, and this pertains to you, Jeff. I was talking to PJ Komanchik in the bathroom, and I was trying to maintain like steadfast eye contact with him the entire time. He's at the urinal. I'm trying to wash my hands. He's like, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing next Tuesday? Because you're broadcasting the Backyard Brawl, the baseball game, on KDKA AM. He asked if we'd want to go, and he was going to ask Pitt if we could throw out and catch the first pitch.
Oh, let's do it.
On
that's
Tuesday
awesome.
Night.
That's awesome.
And you're doing play. Did I mention you're doing play-by-play? My
and
brain's
Susie Cole's
not working.
Going to be the color analyst.
Really?
Oh, this is awesome.
Well,
oh,
let's go. Yep. Well, go tell PJ. Text PJ right now and say you'd like to do it, because I said I'm in. I'll cancel all my plans.
Yeah. We're in.
I don't care. It could be the birth of my third child. I'm going to PNC Park. Let's go.
Is there something you need to tell us?
No, there's not. Right. No, God. I hope not.
Quick turnaround there.
I ain't ready for that right now.
Yeah. So are you guys doing Pirates pre and post tonight? I mean, you haven't done enough in the last 24 hours.
We haven't done enough. Jeff, weren't you at the Pirates game yesterday and the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex? So you like the pick?
I do like the pick. I do. And I love his enthusiasm and how he admitted that he was a crybaby when he got the call from Mike Tomlin. Here's this huge dude
right. That
was just reduced to tears. And his story about Palomalu was pretty cool, about how USC rolled out the red carpet. You've been on those – you visited USC.
Mm-hmm. So did Doran.
That's what he just said.
Oh.
Goodness.
It's a bad joke.
Jeff, we're
– It's a bad joke.
We're
punch
drunk.
It's slap happy time.
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, it's just
– You're right, though, Jeff. Like, he said – you know, Troy wasn't going to be there every day, so he chose to go to Washington, which also shows me that he's a smart guy, too. Not just a tough guy, not just this pedigree guy, but also a smart young man.
Yeah, I mean, you could have gone receiver, you could have gone corner, could have gone center. All those were available, but I think tackle is the toughest position to find other than quarterback and free agency.
Because
if you got a good one, you're not getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Then you're going
to pay. Right, and if you want to get one, you're going to pay crazy money. So to draft a tackle makes a ton of sense.
Jeff, what are you doing? What are you doing after this?
I'm actually going on with Larry Richard.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I'm going to take off. if you just want to come sit down over here and just take over.
He was
the
about
show.
To.
Well, I'm going to go talk to PJ about you guys throwing out the first pitch.
That's great. That's awesome.
Can't wait. Like, I hope that works out. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
He's the best.
He is.
I love Jeff. One of the funniest guys out there, too.
Absolutely.
We were going to talk about something else, but then I was late. My brain's turned to mush. We were going to talk about the most surprising pick of the first round.
But I think we know what that is.
Yeah, 8th overall.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
Didn't see that coming. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
There's a couple of people that are doing their victory lap
today.
Oh,
who? Give me a break.
There are.
Who?
And then Kirk, I don't know their names, but Kirk Cousins.
There's people out there that said that the Atlanta Falcons were no chance.
There are.
There's no chance.
Yeah. Like the Donnie football equivalent in Atlanta, he was all over it. Mm-hmm. Paulie football, they call him.
Paulie.
I have no idea. I saw a couple of people say, we had this weeks ago. And then Kirk Cousins is pissed, right? You know who should be pissed? Michael Penix Jr. And Michael Penix Jr. is not a young quarterback. Like, he's the Kenny Pickett equivalent in this year's draft in terms of age. He played 6 years college football. Played at Indiana. Winds up going to the national championship game at Washington, I'd want to come in and play right away.
Mm.
And they pay Kirk Cousins $50 million a year?
For 3 years?
I don't want to sit behind him for 3 years.
I mean,
I want to play.
I don't know any football player that would be mad about going in the top 10.
Wait a second. But you're a competitor. You don't want to play right away?
Not if I went in the top 10. I mean, it wouldn't matter. I mean, 3-year deal, right? That's what Kirk Cousins has?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 3 years, yeah.
Oh, it might be four.
Okay, but like I can, you know, I can get myself ready. I can get used to the regime. I can, you know, just feel things out. And if Kirk Cousins stinks, then I'm going to be ready. I would want to play right away, but I mean, getting millions and millions of dollars to be an eighth pick,
it ain't bad.
I'll take the edge off a little bit.
It ain't bad. The 50-minute mark, which we just totally blew through, is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Round 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We were prescient, man. You said, Crowley, we need to get an offensive line expert for Friday. They're probably going to take an offensive lineman in round one. So we got one. We got one for you. Former Steeler, great guy, Trey Essex. He's going to break down the Steelers' selection of Troy Fatanu, 20th overall. He'll do that with us coming up next. But first, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. Today, high of 70.